Good morning. It is time now for another Castle Country FYI. Joining me in the studios, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning?
I'm freezing. It's cold outside, but good to be here.
It is cold. Oh my gosh. I don't know. I can see that somebody left the hose a little bit on overnight. We've got ice in the parking lot.
Oh yeah, there was ice on my dog's water this morning. Poor dogs.
Ugh. So this is the time of year where we need to start watching that. And I know that you told me last winter, you've got to go out 2-3 times a day and break the water for your dogs.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. You know, in the people don't realize in the wintertime, it's as important to keep your dogs hydrated as it is in the summer. They require a lot of liquid in the winter.
Well, Sheriff, it is a chilly time of year. And let's rewind, like a month ago, I said, Mother Nature, please, please just stay decent until Halloween because I do not want to be trick-or-treating all bundled up. I hate buying my son a costume and then covering it all up with coats.
You're gonna have to get some Under Armour gear.
Yeah, he's gonna have to be bundled because it is chilly out there. Halloween is coming up so quick. One of my favorite holidays, and lots of disclaimers thrown out there today.
You know, I'm so excited about Halloween. So for the last couple years, the deputies have gone out on rhinos for Halloween. We'll be doing that again this year. That's my opportunity to get out and play a little bit. I like to do that every year for Halloween as well. So look for the deputies. They'll be on the rhinos. Make sure if you approach them that you're not out in the street. Be safe about it. They'll pull over to the curb. They'll have a carload of or a rhino load of candy to give out to the kids and fun stuff. So look for that. Make sure that you're being a responsible parent for Halloween and you're with your kids if they're small. Don't just turn your little ones loose on Halloween. And make sure you're checking the candy. I know that hasn't been talked about much. When I was a kid, that was a big deal. You didn't eat any candy till you got home and your mom checked it. But make sure you're checking your candy. Make sure if it's open or looks suspect, just throw it away.
Right. You know, my son, he knows that. Mom has to check the candy first. And it's because I want to take out all the things I want.
I was going to say, the weird thing is when my kids were trick-or-treating, the Almond Joys were always bad.
Yeah, always. Yeah, my son has never had a Kit Kat or a Reese that was good for him to eat, ever.
Yeah.
They always, right off the bat, got taken out.
You know, and we live in such a great community. I've never found anything bad in the candy. But as far as the kids know, they think the Almond Joys must be bad.
Right, they have to be. They're delicious. So they're bad for you. I'm sorry. Mom has to eat these.
Yeah.
I do it every year. It's all right.
You know, and make sure your little ghosts and goblins have some kind of lighting system or can be seen by traffic and make sure they're in reflective clothing or have a light of some kind. A glow stick works great. Stuff like that. Just be safe out there and have a good time. Halloween's going to be during the week this year, so it'll be kind of not as fun as when it's on the weekend. But
I agree. I think that when it falls during the week, the weekend before should be designated for that, and you get to do it Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Even Monday or Tuesday, whatever day it is.
There you go.
Can we get 6 days in?
I like Halloween. I
like
would do it.
Yeah, yeah, me too. I love it. And you know what, Sheriff? I think another really good point to make, and I see this now because I have a child that I have to take out trick-or-treating every year. Everyone goes to the same neighborhoods.
Yeah.
They park their car and they walk the streets of the big neighborhoods, which is fantastic. But you know what? For me, I have found if I go to the smaller neighborhoods, I'm just going to throw this out there. If I go to Kenilworth, I can get all of the houses. There's not as many people. And those people, they pass out big old candy bars.
Oh, yeah.
Because they get less trick-or-treaters.
Yeah.
I would go to the smaller areas.
I would, too. And, you know, Wellington. Wellington's always a good little area to trick-or-treat that doesn't get hit a lot. Spring Glen.
Yep.
I think the big areas are the Helper Subdivision, Westwood, North Price. I think they get hit heavy.
They do. And you try to park, you're going to park clear down to the hospital and walk.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah, it is. Crazy.
So that's what we do every year. We've started it about 3 years ago. We go through Kenilworth and down and through Spring Glen, and we've got a full bag and we're done.
Yeah, that's all there is. That's awesome.
Yeah, so definitely reconsider your trick-or-treating routes this year. Try to come out, do something new, go somewhere new. It's a lot of fun.
You know, a lot of people just hit the trunk-or-treats. They'll hit those, and those are fun, but they're not as fun for me. I like to actually go trick-or-treating with the kids.
Right. I like to go see people's awesome yards that they've decorated.
They have some cool things, huh?
They definitely do.
Yeah.
Well, Sheriff, kids, be safe. Drivers, if you're driving, the kids are not watching you at all.
No. If you're out Halloween night, just expect to be delayed because the kids aren't going to be looking. You have to be very careful. And, you know, we don't want to have an incident for Halloween. So just be careful out there and have fun. Halloween's a good little holiday.
It is. Well, Sheriff, I don't know the details because I don't do it, but how's hunting season? Are we still underway?
So hunting season is still underway. The rifle elk hunt started this weekend. There actually has been one accidental injury in Utah, in southern Utah. A man was shot on the opening day of the elk hunt. I think he's okay. But just be safe and careful out there. Make sure, you know, you're treating every gun as if it were loaded. Don't have loaded guns in the vehicles, even on your side-by-side or four-wheelers. And know your target and what's beyond it. It's not worth it to shoot somebody, so be careful.
Right. All right. Well, Sheriff, I'd like to thank you for stopping by once again. As always, every week, Sheriff Jeff Wood stops by the studios here to just kind of fill us in on what's going on in the community, let us know what kind of things we need to be safe and on the lookout for, and if you're missing all of these, then you can always find out information on the Facebook page.
Facebook, or give us a call at Sheriff's Office if you have any questions, if there's any kind of scam information you want to know about or anything. We try to stay on top of all that. So
absolutely. Well, that has been another Castle Country FYI with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood.